Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance and going to take a look at your news for the hour. The Putnam family shared some new details about the recovery progress of relatives injured in the late September crash that killed three family members. In a post Wednesday on the Growing Up Putman Facebook page, the family reported that Gia remains in stable condition after experiencing elevated blood pressure and intracranial pressure. Doctors have removed her chest tube. Noah is showing steady improvement through occupational and cognitive therapy and is able to talk, eat, and move more each day. According to the update, Blake, Lulu, and Alina have all been released from the hospital. The September 26 crash happened when a tractor trailer failed to stop at a sign on Hurd's Corner Road and struck the Putman family's SUV at Deckerville Road, the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office has reported. A man from Saginaw County was hospitalized following a crash early Tuesday morning in Richland Township. Authorities report the accident occurred at 7 a.m. on Gratiot and Steel Road, where the driver, age 42, veered off the roadway at a curve and struck a train crossing sign. The man told investigators he had fallen asleep at the wheel after working a lengthy overnight shift. He sustained broken bones and was transported for medical treatment. There have been many accidents already this fall due to falling asleep behind the wheel, and law enforcement stresses the importance of pulling over if you feel like you're sleepy, as driving while sleepy is as safe as driving under the influence of alcohol. But the key point is that you stay safe, they emphasize. Developing some much-needed additional housing in Lapeer County communities moving forward. During Thursday's meeting, the Lapeer City Planning Commission approved a rezoning request for a 12,000-square-foot building on East Nepsing Street and North Saginaw Street that would allow for development of housing and retail businesses there. Jack Stone requested zoning be changed from B2B to CBD1, General Business, and it was. Stone wants to develop 8 apartments in the upper level and to leave the first floor level for business to rent. Under the city's current ordinances, apartments are not allowed in a business district. The Planning Commission approved the proposed plan that would develop more housing. The proposed plan will move forward to the City Commission for their review and proposed approval.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
And the U.S. military is preparing to deliver direct aid to Gaza as hope grows for sustained ceasefire after a 2-year conflict. Humanitarian organizations are working with U.S. forces to coordinate relief shipments. President Donald Trump's administration emphasizes the importance of aid in stabilizing the region. Efforts are underway to evacuate casualties and deliver medical supplies. The agreement also allows for partial reopening of border crossings for commerce. Peace is still fragile, with international monitors urging caution. And the Philippines and China are engaged in diplomatic standoff after 2 vessels collided in South China Sea. The incident escalated tensions over disputed maritime claims and resources access. Both sides blame each other, with China deploying powerful water cannons. The U.S. has called for calm and respect for international law. Regional analysts fear further confrontations could impact global trade, and negotiations to resolve the dispute are ongoing.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey,
like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.